Local property tax revenue pays for the bulk of school building projects. Now districts must share that money with charter schools. Duval County is already taxing the maximum allowed under a state cap, but it still has a backlog of projects totaling nearly $130 million. Andrew Jackson Senior High Assistant Principal Mike Townsend says he's compiled a spreadsheet of a couple hundred fixes needed at his school alone.
And what sorts of projects do you notice the district can't immediately get to?
The roof issues and windows. We have so many windows that have settled over time and they just don't close properly. And then of course the roof, I could imagine how many times it's been redone or needed to have been redone.
Inside a social studies class, he points out a crack in the tile, a window that won't completely close, and a water stain up on the ceiling.
And it's not just the fact that it destroys the tile, but it also creates mold issues as well.
Townsend says not every classroom in the school just north of downtown is this bad, but most have at least small issues, understandable for a nearly 90-year-old building. District Head of Operations Don Nelson says Duval's average school age is 56.
Our biggest critical need is windows, roofing, and air conditioning.
Duval expects the local tax will bring in about $92 million for maintenance and technology during the upcoming school year, but a third of it is earmarked to pay down debt. Nelson is sitting in an Andrew Jackson computer lab as a thunderstorm rages outside. He says it's likely nearly $2.5 million of the tax revenue will now have to go to charter schools pending final clarification from the state.
So just to give you, for instance, we have about a $1.2 million in our air conditioning budget, but our air conditioning needs for this year is about $9 million. And so we're going to spend more money maintaining the systems we have in lieu of replacing systems, very similar to what a decision a homeowner would have to make.
School Board Chair Paula Wright says repairing systems that will continue to break wastes money, but the district often can't afford to pay for outright replacements when it can't even afford to open two new schools it had been planning.
It's aggravating because you know better, but you can't do any better.
As district officials project, the maintenance backlog could grow to almost $500 million in 10 years plus. Wright says Duval can't afford to lose a dime, and general revenue won't be much help because a budget shortfall last year is already causing the district to cut programs.
But the two areas that will not suffer is resources for academics and resources for safety to life measures.
Charter schools are tuition-free and public, but privately managed. And proponents of the new law say they're just another choice for parents and deserve resources. Wright argues they're playing by a different set of rules.
I would agree that any student that's in a building that's funded by public dollars should receive adequate dollars. But on the other end, they should also be held to the same standards.
Charters don't have to adhere to the same building codes as traditional schools. For example, they don't have to have sidewalk coverings, Wright says. She also argues it's not fair to taxpayers that public money would be used to improve a privately owned building, which could then be sold with no profits going back into the public coffers. Duval has 30 charters, so the law is hitting harder than in places like St. John's County, which has fewer than 200 students and three charter schools. Back at Jackson High, despite all of its issues, students will get to eat in a remodeled cafeteria when they come back next month, thanks to a separate state funding program.
Oh, this is cool.
Yes.
Making it more really retro.
The room looks like a hip restaurant with high-top bistro tables. Nelson says the goal is for students not to notice the district funding woes.
We don't look at how old the school is and say, does that make financial sense to invest this much money in a building that is 70 years old? We put it in because it's good for kids.
Many school officials hope the law will be found unconstitutional as other Florida districts are suing. The Duval County School Board is considering whether to join in the legal battle. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.